What about burnout in oncology professionals and people working in oncology offices? What do you observe and what do you think helps prevent it?
Well, I think burnout in oncology is a very common problem. And it's a really unfortunate problem because often the people who burn out are the people who are some of the most effective practitioners. And I think that there are some strategies that have been documented to help avoid burnout. And they are things like you need to realize that you can't do everything, that other people have to be able to step up to the plate and do things for you and for the patient. I think time off and time away is very important. Taking vacations is crucial. And when you go on vacation, you should leave the pager behind. You should not call into the office. You should try as hard as you can to leave your computer behind so you don't check email. To take vacations long enough that you can really relax. You know, taking three-day weekends is not a vacation. There needs to be really time away. And I think we also need to look at ourselves individually and say, what is it that makes me relax? What is it that I enjoy doing? And do those things also on a regular basis as we go through our daily lives, be that exercise, reading, cooking, those sorts of things that allow us to forget what we do all the time at our jobs.
What about the sort of upside of being in medical oncology? I'm constantly amazed by how, I mean, even though I know burnout does occur, how, quote, normal so many people are in oncology. To me, they seem like saints a lot of times when I talk to them. How does dealing with these people on a day in and day out basis affect you and your staff?
It is wonderful how resilient the human spirit is and how strong patients and their families are as they approach a cancer diagnosis. I know that I myself have some concerns about non-oncologists providing the long-term surveillance follow-up of patients with cancer. And the concern I have is not about the quality of the healthcare. The concern I have is that we need the positive reinforcement that many of our patients do well. I myself schedule my clinic so that I typically see active chemotherapy patients in the mornings. I see the patients on hormonal therapy in the early afternoon, and I try to end my clinic with a handful of patients who I've been following for a long time who are doing well. And I find that at the end of a hard day in clinic, seeing patients who are really, really sick, that I need that handful of patients, and I probably need them more than they need me. But I intentionally try to do that to help maintain my own sanity.
That's interesting that you developed this strategy of staggering your appointments. How long have you been doing it? What gave you the idea to do it?
Gee, Neil, I've been doing it for years, and I'm not sure how the strategy actually came up.
I think it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and it helps me. It helps everybody in the clinic. Everybody ends the day typically on a positive note.